and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Love is in the air. The England Air Park Baptist Church, 2520 Air Base Road in Alexandria, with Pastor A.L. Johnson. We'll be hosting our annual Love Night Banquet February 14th at 6 p.m. The theme, Love Is, from 1 Corinthians 13. The guest speaker for this occasion is Pastor Randy Harris of the Mount Triumph Baptist Church of Alexandria. Come and experience an atmosphere of love, food, fun, and musical entertainment featuring the Parkettes of Alexandria. The banquet dinner is $10 for an individual, 5 and under, free. Looking for that special place on a special night? Come where love is in the air. For more information, Mary Johnson is available at 318-730-1861. The England Park Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeavy, and this is a Live Hope Minute. How can you find hope in a German POW camp? Clarence Starnes was a World War II pilot who became a POW in Germany after his plane was hit by enemy gunfire. He told his crew to bail, but he stayed as long as he could before he jumped, quickly hit the ground, and immediately started running. He was finally stopped by police on a road he hoped would take him to Switzerland. Instead, they took him to a POW camp. Still, he speaks of gratitude for a German officer who treated the prisoners with kindness and respect. He said, "To have someone treat you decent in a terrible time gave me hope for everyone." He tells of a particularly special time over Christmas where the guard shared a quick toast with him and some of his buddies. Clarence said, "Me and a German guard in a German POW camp toasting together on Christmas. That gives you hope, doesn't it?"
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is the final day of the month of January as we have started 2020 off with a bang. We thank you for doing it with us here at KAYTKQJOFM. Today, let's say happy birthday to Chris Chico. What's up, bro? He's celebrating his 38th birthday. Good morning, Chris. Happy birthday to you. And he's raising money for the Alzheimer's Association. Happy birthday to Chris Chico. We've got Tracy Jones on the birthday list this morning. Let's say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you, Tracy Jones. Miss Olivia Elkins Carter is celebrating her 46th birthday today. Happy birthday to Olivia Elkins Carter. Miss Rita Branch. Hey, good morning, Rita. Happy birthday to you. She is 49 years young today. Happy birthday to Rita Branch. Miss Jobriziana Jones. No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. That's her Facebook name, Joe Breziana. Good morning. Happy birthday to you. Look who's 34 today. It's Terriosha Price. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Terriosha Price. Miss Marquita Henry Johnson celebrates her birthday on this Friday. We want to certainly say happy birthday to Marquita Henry Johnson. And 40 years young today. That is what Starry G Skies is celebrating. Hey, Starry G. Happy birthday to Starry G Skies on her birthday on this Friday. Let's continue. For Saturday, February 1st, we've got our very own CJ in the Boom Boom Room, Chris Jacobs, celebrating his 47th birthday. Okay, we'll go with that. Happy birthday, CJ, on your birthday on Saturday. Stephen Craig DeVille has a birthday, turning 39 on Saturday. Minister Pat Bianco out in Phoenix, Arizona, celebrates his 68th birthday. Good morning to you. My buddy Sherman Ray Finley Jr. turns 49 on Saturday. These are Saturday birthdays, not to be mistaken for today's. Dekeisha stepping out of my stepping out on Faith Lavallee. She turns 42 on Saturday. Happy birthday Saturday to Brother Carl D. Cook. Wonderful family man right there. He celebrates his 66th birthday on Saturday, and he's raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. Jeffrey Bob is on the birthday list for Saturday. Happy 36th birthday to you. Miss Sherry Tanner is celebrating her birthday today on Saturday. Excuse me. Happy birthday to you, Sherry Tanner. Brother Harry Joseph, the magician. Poof. There you go. Happy birthday on Saturday. Y. Panton is celebrating 27 years on Saturday. Andrew Wells has a birthday on Saturday. Happy 44th birthday to you. Kadra Mae Duncan is 27 as of tomorrow. Sharon Voorhees is having a birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday to you. Jonette Anderson, turning 49 years young. Happy birthday on Saturday. Melody Washington is on the birthday list for tomorrow, too. She's 34 years young tomorrow. Gloria Rachelle, good morning to you, my good friend. Gloria Rachelle, she's celebrating her 64th birthday today. What a blessing that is. That's tomorrow, okay? I keep saying today for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, Doreen Schwartz is celebrating 28 years young tomorrow. That's Saturday. Happy birthday to you, Doreen. Let's get to our Sunday birthdays. We're doing the whole weekend. Alvin Rollins Jr., that's my boy, turning 60 years young on Sunday. Tabitha James will be 52. Adrienne Chantel is celebrating 47. Evangelist Watson will be turning 51. Marvis Wayford will be 33 on Saturday. Super Bowl Saturday, that is. Sunday. Daniel Shaw is 47 years young on Sunday. Struggling this morning, I tell you. Samuel Goody on Super Bowl Sunday has a birthday. Laterica Hayes is 31 years young on Sunday. And Adrienne, Brandon's Lady Colson, will be 47. Happy birthday to you and to all of the people who celebrate their birthday this weekend. We want to wish you a very happy and prosperous birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking all morning about should Christians hug? Well, yes, but if the hug makes you feel uncomfortable, there are some things that you can do to stop that kind of stuff. First, leave some space between you and the other person as you hug, and then quickly pull away. Another thing you can do is when a person reaches out to hug you, turn and give them a side hug rather than a frontal hug. And if someone reaches to hug you, you might want to give them your hand instead, especially for the ladies who are uncomfortable. It might be awkward for a second, but they'll get the point, okay? You can also tell that person that you're not comfortable hugging them. Has hugging been an unclear issue for you to navigate? And if it is, then be honest about it. And, of course, you can tell a trusted authority that you're not comfortable hugging other people, and it's all good. Paula Marstella wrote this, and it's all about trying to make sense in the kingdom of God. We're talking about should Christians hug each other? And the answer is yes, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. But some people are very uncomfortable with close contact like that. And, you know, if it makes you uncomfortable, the one thing you don't want to do is drive someone away from Christ. And you don't want to drive them away with uncomfortability. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show for this week. And we hope that you have a wonderful and safe and enjoyable weekend. And maybe your favorite team will win on Super Bowl Sunday. Who knows? It's the Chiefs and the 49ers. They're going to be getting it on. Find your big screen TV somewhere or TV, any kind of TV, and watch the game and enjoy it. But don't forget to worship God, all right? I'm going to be over at Global Impact Ministries as of 10:30 on Sunday morning, and I hope that you'll join us there. We're having a Super Bowl thing at the church, and it's going to be really good. 10:30 at the corner of Memorial and Sturks Drive. Global Impact Ministries, I hope to see you there at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. Hey, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Once again, have a great weekend. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Show would like it if everybody would put your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred Hammond.
Coming up on Monday's The Wade Hampton Show, we're going to talk about why you should follow through with discipline with your children. We'll also have Bible Jeopardy on the radio, plus much, much more. That's Monday on The Wade Hampton Show here on KAYTKQJOFM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.